Mishnayis Brachas Perik Vav Lilu Nishmas Sorer Elke Basar of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hei Tovshin Ayin. And this is learned Lilu Nishmosot Hei Nishmosot Tzrura Mitzrei Rechaim. Perik Vav Mishna Aleph Ketzad Mevorchim Ala Peres. How do you make a blessing on fruit? On fruit of a tree you make Beir Pri Ha'etz, creates the fruit of the tree. Chutz min ha'yayin, sha'al ha'yayin eimer Beir Pri Ha'gofen. With the exception of wine, because of wine you make the blessing Beir Pri, created the fruit of the vine. Va'peiros ha'aretz, eimer Beir Pri Ha'adama. And of fruit of the ground you make a Beir Pri Ha'adama. Chutz min ha'pas, sha'al ha'pas, so eimer ha'metz lech min aretz. With the exception on bread, because on bread you say the blessing Hamoitzi Lechem, one who takes out the bread from the ground. Ba'al ha'yirakus emir Beir Pri Adama. And on vegetables you make Beir Pri Adama, one who creates the fruit of the ground. Rav Yehuda emir Beir Minei D'Shoim. Rav Yehuda says you make the blessing the one who creates types of grass. The first Tana holds that on everything that grows from the ground you make Pri Ha'adama, the fruit of the ground. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need to make a bracha for every type separately. On the fruit that grows from the ground, you have to make the Pri Ha'adama. And on the grass that grows from the ground, you have to make Beir Minei D'Shoim, that he creates different kinds of grass. Says the Bar Tanura, Ketzad Mevorchim, he says, you make a Beir Pri Ha'etz Chutz Min Hayayin, with the exception of wine. Because of the importance of wine, they set up a blessing for himself, which is the Beir Pri Ha'gofen. Same thing is by pas, that we don't make the regular bracha Beir Pri Ha'adama because of its importance. Rav Yehuda says Beir Minei D'Shoim, that create the one who creates different types of grass. The fi sheyesh bechlal Pri Ha'adama. Because in the general fruit of the ground, there is two. There is dasha, there is grass, vizroim, and there is seeds. Kegoin, for example, kidneys like beans. But Rabbi Yehuda boy heker, and Rabbi Yehuda requires a recognition. Barocha l'chol min umin, a blessing for every kind and kind. Ve'ein halochik Rabbi Yehuda, the halochik is not like Rabbi Yehuda. V'ho de tenan, this that we learned in the Mishnah, al ha'yirokes oimer beire pri ha'adama. That on the vegetable you say Beir Pri Ha'adama, Hani Mili, this is only dealing with, these are words that are only said, Yirokis Shedarkom La'ochlom Chayim, that those vegetables that their custom is to eat them when they're raw, Ve'ochlom Chayim, and he ate them raw, Oy Shedarkom La'ochlom Mevusholim, or their custom is to eat them when they're cooked, Ve'ochlom Mevusholim, and he ate them cooked, then you make a Beir Pri Ha'adama. Avloisom Shedarkom La'ochlom Chayim, but those that are usually eaten raw, but he ate them while they were cooked. Or their usual way of eating is when they're cooked. And he eats them raw. And he only makes the bracha and then becomes a shahakel. Shahakel nimidvar, everything was created in his word. And those vegetables that you eat, whether they're raw or they're cooked, then you make the bracha whether they were raw or whether they were cooked. Mishnah base. When one made on fruit from a tree, he made the blessing by mistake. Create the fruits of the ground. Yotso. So then you fulfill your obligation, because the tree also grows from the ground, and without the ground it cannot grow, so Beir Pri Ha'adama works b'dieved, after the fact. But if he makes on fruit from the ground, he makes the blessing Beir Pri Ha'etz, then he does not fulfill his obligation. Because this did not grow on a tree, so why is he saying Beir Pri Ha'adama? Of all things, if he made the bracha shakalni b'dvara, he fulfilled his obligation. However, lechatchila, to begin with, one is not permitted to eat anything if without knowing the correct blessing. Says the Bar Tanura, beidachal peiros ha'ilon v'chulu, if he made them the peiros ha'ilon Beir Pri Ha'adama, he fulfilled the obligation. Kol heicha d'chishakli le'peida. So wherever the chishak lepeda, you take the fruit Oisir le'onov. What the oisir means, le'onov, to the branch. Ve'oisa onov atzme, and that branch itself, choyzer umeitzi pri, will go back and produce and come bring out another fruit, l'shon acheres, for the next year. Mikra ilon, that's called a tree. Mevorchin al pei oisov, and then you make a bracha on its fruit, by the pri ha'etz. You make the blessing by praise. Avol eichod dichishak l'slele pri. But if you take the fruit, lo yishoyer onof, doesn't remain a branch, shiachzev yoytzi pri, that is going to go back and again and give out a fruit, l'shon acheres, in the next year, ein mevorchim ala peides, then you don't make a bracha on the fruit, elo, on this fruit, you don't make on this fruit, only a peide pri hadam. Then it says, "Akulim imama shakel yotzo," and all if he said shakel, he fulfilled his obligation. Vafila ala pas v'alayayin, even on bread and on wine, which have the outstanding bracha of amoitzi and berpiagofet umiu lachatchila. But to begin with, ein lechol shum pri, one should not eat any fruit in any day at chila if he doesn't know beforehand sheivarucha la bracha ruiloi, that he's going to make on it the bracha that is fitting for that thing. Mishnah Gimel, al davar shein gidul lemina oretz, eimer shakel, on a matter which does not grow from the ground, you make the blessing shakel. Al achoymetz v'al hanevlis v'al agvoyi, eimer shakel, on vinegar and on non-ripened fruit that fall from the tree, and on grasshoppers, there are such grasshoppers that are permitted to be eaten. On them all you make a shakel. Ala cholov, v'ala gvina, v'ala beitzim, oimer shakel. On milk, on cheese, and on eggs, you make a shakel. Reb Yehuda oimer, kol shu min klolei mevorchim olov. Reb Yehuda says, all items which is a type of a curse, like the grasshoppers, because they do damage to the grain, or fruits that fall from the tree prematurely, that's also because of a curse. So therefore, we don't make a brach on them. The halacha, however, is that you do make a bracha. Says the Bar Tanura, Noivlois, what does it mean? He says, Halachoymetz in the vinegar of Noivlois. Noivlois is Pedis, Shinoflu, Mina Ilon. Those are fruits that fall from the tree, Koinim, Shinis, Bashlu, called Sorkon, before being completely ripened. Gvoi, those are Chagovim Toirim, those are clean grasshoppers. The Rabbi Yehuda says if it's a min klolo, which is the nevlois v'goyvoi, premature fruit that fall and the grasshoppers, they kloloing boim, they come through a curse, and therefore you don't make a bracha. But vein aloha ke Rabbi Yehuda, aloha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishneh Dalet, hoyu lefon of minim harbe, when there are laying in front of him various different types to eat, Rabbi Yehuda says im yesh b'neim min shev mevarech olav. If amongst the types there is a type from the seven species which the verse praises with them Israel, that includes the wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and honey that comes from dates. So then you make a brach on them. But the Chachamim say that you make the blessing on any type that you wish. It means whatever he likes better. When you make a blessing on wine that you drank before the meal, so you exempted the of making a bracha on the wine that you will drink after you begin eating in the meal. This halacha is only by a person that he drinks all the time wine after the meal, in the meal. So then when we made a blessing on the wine that was before the meal, so he had in mind that blessing should also apply to the wine that will go when he eats also. But a person that does not drink wine usually after eating, and then he made a bracha on the wine before the eating, that is kiddush, and then he decided that he wants to drink wine in the meal, so then he has to make again a bracha on the wine. Beirach ala parperes shel lifnei hamozin. If he makes the parperes, that means those things that you eat for taste, to make the bread pasty, that is meat, fish, and other types of food. So, in the time of the Gemara, the custom was that you would eat before the meal, you would eat such kind of foods to create an appetite. And after this, you would also eat fruit to give you a good taste in the mouth. And that is what's called parperes. So the Mishnah says that if he made a blessing on the parperes that he ate before the meal, so then he doesn't have to make a blessing on the parperes that he's going to eat after the meal. Beirach al hapas, poteres haparperes. That if you make a blessing on the bread, then you're exempt from making a blessing on the parperes. But if you made the blessing on the parperes, then you need to make a blessing on the bread. Another bracha. B'shamay emrim, b'shamay say, af loy maisik deira, that if he made the blessing on the parperes, and then he wants to eat items that are cooked from flour, so then he has to make a separate bracha. See in the Bar Tanura. We'll first do the Bar Tanura on Mishnah Dalet. We learn Dalet and Hay together, and then we'll go to Mishnah Hay. So Mishnah Dalet, the Bar Tanura, says that when he has many different types, so Rav Yehuda says, if he has from the Min Sheva means from the type of the seven, which is chita, wheat, usoyer, barley, vegefen, vine, vitaina, and figs, vidim, and pomegranate, zayis, olives, utmorim, and dates. The hani adifi, they take precedence. Because Eretz Yisrael was praised with them. So that was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chachamim said, no, the mevorech aleizer, memshi yirza, whatever the chaviv will love, whatever is dear to him. And the Bar Tanura says, "V'aloch k'chachomim." The aloch is like the chacham. Now we're doing the Bar Tanura on Mishnah Hay. So if he makes the bracha on the wine before the meal, poter sayayin shalach ramozin, he exempts the wine that's after the meal. Says the Bar Tanura, "Hani mili." These words are said b'shabosos v'yom tovim on Shabbos Yontov shereglilim likvoya alayayin la'achar ramozin. That it's a customary to set up for wine after the meal, and when he made the bracha on the wine before the meal, that's the on the understanding of this, he made the bracha. And therefore he doesn't have to make another bracha for the wine that he drinks later on. But in the other days, it's not the custom to set up, to place oneself to set up to drink wine after the meal. The wine that comes before the meal, poiter ayayin shel achar hamozin, that does not exempt the wine that follows the meal. What does it mean after the meal? So after the meal is the tanan b'masnisin that our Mishnah is talking about lachar hamozin. Haydol achar shesolch yudei min hapas, that after they had already finished the eating of the bread, they've done with the bread, koydim shivarchu birchas hamozin, that's before they make the birchas hamozin. Parperes, if he made a bracha on the parperes, what is the parperes? Zok the Bar Tanura, kol dover shemalafti beres hapas, anything that you put together with the bread, kigoyin, like for example, Bosor, beitzim, meat and eggs, v'dogim and fish, kruim parperes. They're called parperes. Upaamim and at times shoyimavim parperes parperoyes koydim suda. They would bring like the it's a smorgasbord, an appetizer, before the meal. Lahamshich achila to draw the food. V'choyzim avim parperes acheres. Then they bring further appetizers la'achara suda after the meal. That's like the dessert. Achashem moshchi day min apas, after they've already finished the bread. So the parperes shalifnei hamozin exempts the parperes after the mozin. If he makes the bracha pas, he exempts the parperes. But the parperes lepotes hapas. B'shamai said afloi ma'isik deira, also not ma'isik deira, flowery things that you make in the pot. Kigoin horifus v'geres karmel, v'kemach shen is bashel bilmayim, or flour that was cooked in water, kigoyin halavivis, like the levivis, ukeyetzbim, similar to this. V'iz de mefarshi, there's those that explain parperes de masnisin, the meaning of parperes de mishnah, pas hatznuma bekairo. That's a bread that is very fine, lean, in a plate. Shein b'mar alechem, that it doesn't look like bread. The mevorchim aleh b'yirim min mezaynus. You make on it a b'yirim min mezaynus. V'ashtenicha. Now it makes sense. The itzich lashminon that it needs to tell you that b'yirich al paperes lepodres apas. That he makes a bracha the parperes, he hasn't exempt the bread. Afal gav dinamik, ahinamik bin pas, even though the parperes is also a type of a bread. Avo maisik gedeira, but the maisik gedeira, potak, he exempted because that's a mezonos, that's a mezonos. Because otherwise, we don't understand if parperes is the other just types of fish, eggs, they don't make a mechal maisi. Why should he, why does he have to tell you a parperes le potres a pas? And why le maisik gedeira? B'shamay sovri, b'shamay holds. Kishem shim beirech ala parperes lepotres apas, just like making the bracha on the parperes has not exempt the pas. Kach lepotre maisik gedeira doesn't also exempt the maisik gedeira the mezonos. But vein aloch ki b'shamay, the loch is not like b'shamay, but the parperes that comes before the meal can pater the maisik gedeira. Mishnah Vav. In the time of the Gemara, the custom was that several people would gather together to eat. So when they would sit on the beds, and while they were leaning on the left side, and when each one wanted to eat separately, then they don't want to wait for one another, then they would sit on regular chairs. So the Mishnah says, "How you yoshvim?" If they were sitting on chairs and they were eating, which means everybody was eating separately, so everybody has to make their own bracha. Hesibu echad b'varach l'kulam. But when they are leaning to eat, so then, in other words, they're eating together. So then, one makes a bracha for all of them. Ba'al lehem yayin b'toy chamozin, kol echad v'echad b'varach la'atzmei. When they bring wine in the middle of the meal, so that each person makes a bracha by himself. Because not everybody is in the same place in eating. One makes a bracha, and the other guy is still has food in his mouth. He cannot answer amen on the bracha that he's listening to. So therefore, each one has to make their own bracha. La'achar ha-mozin, echad mubarach l'kulam. But after the eating, one person makes a bracha for all. The one that makes the moitzi makes the blessing on the smoked besomim, that's the mugmar. In the olden days, they would smoke the besomim after the eating, they would smoke the spices, you know, after the eating. So although these besomim they bring after the meal, nevertheless, this is part of the meal. And the one who made the blessing in the beginning of the meal should also make the blessing for the besame, for the spices that come to the end of the meal. Bar Tanura. So the Mishnah begins, Hayyoshim, if they were sitting. So Hayyoshim means below Hasiba, that without leaning. The Siman who, that's a sign, Shalin is Vadu Lechel Yachad, that they hadn't gathered together to eat together. Shirigilim Hoyu, because their custom was, Kshemisvadim Chaburis Anoshim Lechel, that when they would gather together a group of people to eat, Shoyimisubin Almites, then they would lean on the beds. Vayichlim Vashayisim Basoba Smoil, they would eat and drink while they're leaning on the left side. So, but this is Yoshim, so therefore, they were just on chairs, so Kolechat Mubarak Latzme. So each one blesses by themselves, because they would not make a permanent suda without leaning. However, so therefore, each one makes his own bracha. However, Im amru, if they said nezel nechel nachma beduchma palon, let's go and eat bread in this place. Afo pishalay hasibu, even though they had not leaned, ki hasibu domi, that's still considered as if they leaned. Ve'achad mevarach lekulam, and one can make a bracha for all of them. Umitztarfim nami lezimun, and they can also be combined for a zimun and the benching. Bolem yayin betoy chamozin, kolachad mevarach laatzmei. Even if they were leaning all together, but if they get wine, each one makes his own brach on the wine. Says the Bartanura, Ho yilvein beisabli upon who, since the housing that you're supposed to swallow, the throat, isn't empty. Vein leva mesubim poine la mevorech, and the heart of those who are leaning are not directed to the one who's making the brach, but rather to swallow what's in their mouth. Im kein chayshinon, then we worry, shemi yachnek shabalanas omen, he might choke when he's coming to say amen. So therefore everybody makes their own bracha when they're ready. V'hu aymer ala mugmer, and he says on the mugmer, what that means, ha-mevorich birchas ha-mozin, the one who does the birchas ha-mozin, hu mevorich ala mugmer, he makes the bracha on the mugmer. That's b'yre atzi besomim, that's the bracha, the one who creates the tree of the besomim of the spices. V'afal gav di iko da odif minei, even though there is somebody greater than him, nevertheless, since he began with one, he made the bracha in the beginning of the meal. Ovid Lidach also does the other part, meaning he does the mugmar. La'achar asuda, after the meal, la'achar b'ruch samozim, they bring it after the benching. Da'ashto la mitzorcha asuda hu, so now it's not needs of the meal. Afilo hachi, still, kiva shehizchel bebrachis achroines, bebrachis achroines goimrim. Since he began, he opened up with the brachis, the last brachis that were made, goimrim, then he finishes them. The last brachis meaning from the beginning of the meal. Meaning because he made the Birchas Hamazon. So the one that made the Birchas Hamazon, so he made the last bracha after the meal, so therefore he also makes the mugmar. Mugmar, what is mugmar? Zog de Bartanura, regilum hoy lahavi achar asuda. They were accustomed to bring after the meal, atzi besamim, wood, bimachta ala ish on a pan over the fire, reich toiv, for a good smell. Mishnah Zayin. That if you brought to before him, very salted, herring to eat, and if eats the salted herring, and because it's so salted, he has to eat it with a piece of bread. So then he makes a blessing on the salted fish, and on the bread he doesn't make a bracha. Because the main thing is, he wants to eat the salted fish, and the bread is only to have a bite, so that it shouldn't be too salty for him. Zaklal kol shu iker v'imei tfeila mevarech la iker upetres atfeila. This is the rule that's one who has something which is the main, so he has to make a bracha, and whatever he's just eating it as a an extra to take away the salt or something else, then it's only to that, secondary to it, so then you don't have to make a bracha on that. Says the Bartanura, meliach, kol dover meluach, that is anything that is salted. So you make a bracha only on the meluach, shapas tfeleloi. The bread is secondary to the mishach lachila gas and mepedis mesukim beyeser, one who ate a lot from very sweet fruit. Then oichel achar of dover meliach. So afterwards he eats the salted things. L'chatech halichus hanidvokas begufei, to cut down the moisture that has been connected to his body. Machmas oichel vapedis, because the so much fruit. Mipnei she'en yochel lechel hameliach levade, but because he cannot eat the salt by himself. Oichel min hapas imay, so he eats from the bread with him. Avel hameliach levade, but it is the salted thing itself is the iker, but the bread is only secondary to the meliach. Mishnah Ches, When one eats figs or grapes or pomegranates, then you make a bracha after them, three brachas. In other words, you have to bench after them. So says Rav Gamliel. The Chacham say you make one bracha, which includes in it, in that bracha, three brachas. That is the bracha Allah eats, etc. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu ochal shalok v'hum zoyne, mevorech achrov shalosh brachas. Even if he ate a cooked from a food, that this is his entire food, in other words, he eats that food in order to become satisfied of it. So then you have to make after it the three brachas, you have to bench, because the Torah says, "V'chalta v'svot v'rachta," you should eat, and you said, and you'll bless. So that means that what he's going to eat, whatever he eats, if he gets satisfied, if that nourishes him, he's savoito, then he has to bench. Say says Rabbi Akiva. One who drinks water because he is thirsty, he makes a shakal nibidvari. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Bein nefoshes rabbis v'chulu," that you make bein nefoshes v'chulu. But when he's not thirsty, but there's something in his throat and he's drinking the water that he should rinse it off, then he doesn't have to make a bracha at all. Says the Bar Tanura, that we said that if he ate figs, grapes, or pomegranate, he makes a bracha of three. He makes three brachas. The Bar Tanura, the kol shu mishivas haminim, anything that is from the seven species, mevorech acharov sholish brachas. You have to make after it three blessings. The svira leil Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel holds the v'chalta v'savotu v'rachto. When the pasuk says v'chalta v'savotu v'rachto, lava lechem bilvat koi. It's not applying just to bread, but on the all seven species that are mentioned earlier in the portion. And in this pasuk there is a hint for three blessings. You bless, that's the blessing of the zon. That's the blessing of Oretz. The good one that refers to Yerushalayim. That good mountain, which is Yerushalayim. But the Chachamim say, Chachamim Emrim, that you make a brocha achas, you make one brocha, me'ein sholosh brochas, that has in it of the three brochas. Im anovim te'ein, im anovim te'einim, v'rimoinim, v'zeisim utmorim ochal, if he eats grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates, then mevorech ala eitz v'alpriya eitz, then he makes on the tree, on the fruit of the tree, v'aleretz chemdoteva v'chulo. The main of Chayisim al Oros v'Lapedus, he completes, he seals the bracha on the land and on the fruit. Uberetz Yisrael, in Yisrael Chayisim, he seals with al Oros and land v'Alpedus Seho on her fruit because he is in Eretz Yisrael. Ubracha zu atzma, and this blessing itself, mevorech al hayayin. He also makes the same bracha on wine. Eloshu peseyach bo, but on wine he opens up al hagefen v'pri hagefen. Instead of ala eitz val pri ha eitz, but you make ala gef val pri ha gef. Val kol dover anase b'chameshes mine dogam, and on all items which are made out of the five types of grain, b'mokim ala eitz val pri ha eitz, instead of on the tree and the fruit of the tree, which you make for the seven minim, oimer ala michio v'ala kalkol, he said michio v'kakolo, b'choysem, and he also sees ala oritz v'ala michio, not ala oritz v'ala peris, ala peris, but ala oritz v'ala michio. Rabbi Tarfon said, Rabbi Akiva said that afilu ochal shalak, that is shalyarek, that's a vegetable. Vumizoyne, that's his food. Shesoyme chalov lamozin, that he relies on it, that's for his food. Then he has to make three blessings. The vachalto, the savoto, akoma de ochal koyo. Chalto savoto applies to whatever he eats. Valocha kechachomim, the loch is like the chachomim, she'ein mevorchim gimu brachas elo alechem, that we only make the three brachas only on bread. V'ashivas haminim, and on the seven species, make bracha achas mein gimel, you make one bracha out of three, that includes in it the three brachas. V'akol shadvorim, and on all other matters, v'yirin nefoshes rabbeis, v'chesroinon. And v'chesroinon, pirush chesroinon, What is minchas reinon? It creates many souls and their lackings. Chesreinon kumay lechem amayim. That's bread and water. She actually is kaim beloyhem. That you cannot survive without them. So he create people with their lackings. Hakol mashebora lahachis bem nefesh kol choy. That is to say, kolaymer, what does it mean to say? Hakol mashebo'ilom. On everything that is in the world. Shagam im loy nivru. That even if they weren't created, yecholim habriyas liskayim. The creations couldn't exist. Veloy nivru, and those items were ki'im letainug uletoyusvis toiva, only for pleasure and for additional goodness. We're talking about those things that Hashem created that we cannot exist with them, and also al kol masabora lachis b'menesh kol choy, that Hashem created to give pleasures to kol choy, to additional goodness to them. U'mepnei sheyesh b'bracha zu beis inyonim, and since there's two aspects over here, we have sai, those things that we cannot exist without them, and we also have those things that he mentioned, those things that are made for pleasure. Havi bracha arucha, that's considered a long bracha. Upeisachas bebaruch, and it begins with a baruch. Vechisemes bebaruch, and it completes with a baruch. Kidisa b'Yerushalmi, as it says in Yerushalmi, shechoismim, that you seal the bracha with baruch ato Hashem, chei ha'olamim. Hashoisa mayim litzmoi. So he says, one who drinks water because he's thirsty. So the martanura dafke, dafke if he's thirsty. Then you make a shakel. Ah, v'lashoyisamayim. But one who drinks water, live loya maichel shenitchav lebegroine, to swallow a food that has been stuck in his throat. Ukayetsa bazar, similar to this, ainim mevarach, he doesn't make a bracha. At all. Rabbi Tarfon Eimer, bayr nefoshes rabbis, mevarach, he makes lefnei shtiyas amayim. That you make before you drink the water. But when alochke Rabbi Tarfon, loch is not like Rabbi Tarfon. Alifnei mevorech shahakel, but before them you make shahakel, ulachareyem you make ber nefoshes rabbis. Afterwards you make the ber nefoshes rabbis.